It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
Well, I got to recover from the weekend by coming to work.
But you did have a good steak on the grill and stuff, Joe.
I did a lot of grilling this weekend on Sunday, you know, get ready for some lunches. I had a reunion with my old Army unit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
In the cities this weekend. It was great to see people after having not seen them for 20 years and catch up, and had a lot of good laughs.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Bringing back the old memories.
That's right. That's right.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Alfred Gregory Volkanot. Alfred was born on May 9th, 1915 in Rosen, passed away on September 24th, 2010. He entered active duty in the United States Army on October 14th, 1941, at Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged just shy of 4 years later on October 1st, 1945, at Camp Crowder, Missouri. He was a utility repairman with the Army Service Forces Training Center. Spent 3 years, 1 month, and 15 days foreign service in Hawaii. Well, back then, Hawaii wasn't a state, so that was considered foreign service.
But not a bad place to be, I guess, most of the time.
No, guess not. But during World War II in the Pacific, and he was a sharpshooter with the M1 carbine, had a mechanics badge, American Defense Service Ribbon, the Good Conduct Medal, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Alfred, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
And I guess in World War II, it probably wasn't a great place to be.
From
Pearl Harbor on. Yeah, you know, so,
42 to 45, probably not.
Probably not. Not like today.
A lot of reconstruction, guessing,
right.
And cleanup.
Have you been over there to...
It's on my bucket list. I'm over there.
Got over there and saw the memorial for the Arizona and all that. It's all pretty moving.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yep. But, it's on my list.
All right. Yeah, well, do that sometime. You work that in.
I'll try.
All right. Well, let's get to our topic at hand today. We're talking about firefighting foam and kidney cancer. That's kind of a tough one to say.
The VA is reviewing possible service connection between PFAS exposure and kidney cancer. They put out a press release on the 25th. Announcing studies to determine if chemicals used in firefighting foam can contribute to the eventual development of kidney cancer. So VA announced that it'll conduct scientific assessments to determine if there's a relationship between per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, exposure during military service and kidney cancer among veterans. Process codified under the PACT Act. This assessment will help determine if kidney cancer should be considered a presumptive service-related condition for veterans exposed to PFAS. I'm just going to say PFAS.
Good idea.
Yeah. When a condition is considered presumptive, eligible veterans do not need to prove that their service caused their disease in order to receive benefits for it. Instead, if they served in certain locations during certain time periods, VA automatically assumes or presumes that exposure during military service caused the disease and provides benefits accordingly. You know, we see that a lot with atomic veterans, Vietnam veterans, and Agent Orange, and Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, post 9/11 veterans with burn pits and particulate matter. You know, if you served in a certain location, it's automatically assumed that you were exposed to that nastiness, whatever it may be.
Right. There's plenty of it.
That's right. So this review is part of the Biden administration's efforts to expand benefits and service for toxic exposed veterans and their families. Helps advance the president's unity agenda and the cancer moonshot goals to determine and address environmental and toxic exposures and end cancer as we know it. As part of these efforts, VA expedited health care and benefits eligibility under the PACT Act by several years. including extending presumptions for head cancer, neck cancer, GI cancer, reproductive cancer, lymphoma, pancreatic cancer, kidney cancer, melanoma, hypertension for Vietnam veterans, and much more. Since the PACT Act was signed into law, VA has extended presumptions for more than 300 new conditions, including most recently for male breast cancer, urethral cancer, and cancer of the paraurethral glands. PFAS are a class of over 12,000 chemicals and have been used in the military since the early 70s. VA's assessment methodology follows guidance from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, and other key stakeholders. Consider variable peer-reviewed scientific literature, veterans' claims data, and other relevant data. Regardless of whether a condition is an established presumptive condition, VA will consider claims on a case-by-case basis and can grant disability comp benefits for sufficient evidence of service connection that's found. And VA is always working to get a yes. So despite what some people think, they try super hard to say yes, but if they can't, unfortunately, they got to say no.
It happens, I'm sure.
Yep. And sometimes when they say no, it means not right now. It means the Veteran Service Officer has to do a little more research and a little more digging and a little more persuasive writing. So VA prioritizes claims processing for veterans with cancer and offers comprehensive cancer care services to veterans across the nation, from screening through treatment. Since the President signed the PACT Act into law, VA has delivered disability comp benefits to more than 1 million veterans and their survivors, amounting more than $7 billion, with a B, in earned PACT Act benefits. During the same period, nearly 740,000 veterans have enrolled in VA health care, and more than 5.6 million veterans have been screened for toxic exposure. VA is soliciting public comment on the proposed scientific assessment between PFAS exposure and kidney cancer via the Federal Register. Public will have a 30-day period to provide comments, and VA will also host a listening session on November 19th to allow individuals to share research and input. Individuals interested may register to participate. Public may also comment via either forum on other conditions that would benefit from review for potential service connection. So, and if, as always, VA encourages all eligible veterans and survivors to enroll in health care and file a claim. For more information about the PACT Act and a full list of presumptive conditions under the law, you can go to va.gov/PACT. You can go for more VA cancer care information, you can go to cancer.va.gov. And, of course, you can contact our office. We have that information, as well as the Veterans Linkage Line does, too.
How are your hours this week?
Well, let's see. This afternoon I will be out of town, but I should be in the rest of the week.
And there's no holidays, I don't think, this week of any kind, right?
Nope. Yeah. Nope, not that I can think of. But I do have an appointment out of town this afternoon. So, but we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, regular hours, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Leave a message, and I'll call back as soon as I can.
All right. Sounds good, Josh. Well, appreciate the info. You have a good week. We'll chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656. W. Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.